Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
In case you forgot, today's the final race of the Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
That's coming up in 1 hour.
This is the big race.
Yeah, each winner from every single day is going to compete today, and we're going to crown the ultimate Kentucky champion.
All right.
I'm hoping Baby Blazer pulls it off.
Oh, really?
Hoping.
That's
my only horse in the race.
Yeah.
But the winner will receive $500 in cash, and you'll also get $500 to bet on the actual Kentucky Derby. Kelly's going to be there this weekend. Got her hat and everything. And Beat the Bank's coming up in 30 minutes. Now, yesterday, we played you a story late in the show of somebody who I'm sure Big Al Mack is slightly jealous of.
This guy, yeah, I kind of am. I envy him a little bit.
Here's saw this in the news, right? It was a news piece.
Yeah, here's the story.
Our story begins near 8th and Iowa and ends...
That white one right there.
Across the street from Floyd Briggs.
Just coming down through here going, wah, 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 and I thought, uh-oh.
He's describing a motorcycle that police had pursued through city streets and alleys till the driver, Michael Coppage, came to a Floyd in the road.
I said, well, I got to stop this guy before he hurts a little kid. And I run out here and kind of... getting ready for him. Yeah, I ain't no football player either. And he laid that bike over about here and slid all the way that pickup. Run around that fence right there, and I just went after him. I was running out of steam pretty quick. I'm not very aerodynamic.
Floyd managed to chase him right into the waiting arms of Chickasha police. And for neighbors that caught this camoed cavalier in action, he's got a message.
I did use some language that just isn't how I talk. And I'd like to apologize to them folks because that was kind of uncalled for, the words. Some of the words I use, I'm pretty worked up. So I'm sorry for that.
That soft-hearted big man, Floyd Briggs.
This man got in the middle of the street and blocked his motorcycle.
Yeah, I need more details.
Well, Big Al Mack, I have a surprise for you.
What?
Floyd is on the phone with us right now.
Really? Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Uh-oh. What's up, Floyd? How you doing, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, doing all right.
So proud of you, man.
You've done what Big Al has always wanted to do. He wanted to stop a thief. And you stopped a thief. Or a bad guy, at least.
It's been a week full of events around here in Oklahoma.
Really?
Floyd, could you kind of describe your plan when you walked out of your place and you knew that, and you saw this chase going on and you saw this guy on a motorcycle? Were you just kind of lined up like a linebacker? Like, what was your approach? Were you going to grab him off the bike?
Well, I thought I'd grab him off the bike. I really didn't have a plan. I just thought I was going to stop this fella. And then I got out there and, you know, in my mind, it played out pretty good. And then when I got in the situation, it didn't look as good as it looked in my mind to begin with. But, no, this fella, he made eye contact with me, kind of backed off a little bit and just hammered down on that bike. And I thought, well, here I am. I ain't got no choice now.
You can chase him.
And I decided I was just going to try to pull him off that thing. He ducked and weaved, and he had a blowed out back tire, so he laid it down pretty quick.
Right.
Floyd, so you caused him to fall.
Yeah, I guess I kind of distracted him a little bit.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome, dude. Hey. That's awesome.
Now, Floyd, you're a married fella, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
What was your wife's reaction to you standing in front of a fast-moving motorcycle?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, she wasn't real thrilled with it. I got called a few names over it, but she settled down now.
I'm glad you're okay, but never do that.
But if you had it to do all over again, would you do it the same way?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, you got to look out for the children out there. When someone's threatening their well-being, then you just kind of got to step in there and do something about it. You can't let people run
Floyd,
crazy.
You said you weren't very aerodynamic. Were you wearing your overalls at the time?
No. I actually been fishing all day. I was just in some camo shorts and a tank top, and we've just been home for maybe an hour or two when all this happened. So, no, them overalls, them my work clothes right there.
Did you did you catch anything?
A bunch of tree bass.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
You caught a runaway felon.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't catch a fish, but you did catch a felon.
Up until this point.
That was a big one.
Yeah. up until this point, did you realize you were a master impressionist? Your sound effects were on point.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I never really thought about it. I guess maybe I need to get into a sound studio.
Yeah, I'm serious. We have had more fun listening to you recreate the sound of that motorcycle coming down the street.
Wah, 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 and I thought, uh-oh.
That's so great. You should make that a ringtone and sell it. You'll be rich.
Right.
Oh, man, I didn't think about all that.
Sit there, right?
Make this a money-making opportunity, Floyd.
You know, I wasn't really trying to make no big deal out of it. To me, it wasn't really nothing. Then just news station come by, and then it just kind of blew up from there. I never expected any of all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know which stories are actually going to go viral, and this
right?
one's going viral.
Yeah, I'm telling you why. It's because of this.
It's because you're it's because you're funny.
And I thought, uh-oh.
You're very likable, Floyd. You know, you're just a good old country boy. Now, did your wife's the one that told you we were talking about you, right?
Yeah, she sent me a text message yesterday, and I was like, that ain't no darn way. Sure enough.
It was us. Yeah, we were talking about
we
you.
Were. We loved it.
Now, what's your wife do, Floyd?
She's a school teacher. She teaches the youngins in a daycare.
Okay.
Aw, and next week, I believe, is Teacher Appreciation Week,
oh,
right?
Oh, really?
Oh, so we're going to do something nice for you and your wife, Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd, because you might have forgotten. Oh.
What if you live in is it called Chickasee? The name of
Chickasee.
What's the best restaurant if you want to take your wife out to a nice evening, nice dinner?
Show her some appreciation for all that teaching.
Where would you take her?
Oh, I'd take her to Jake's Rib there in Chickasee.
Jake's Ribs. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to call Jake's Ribs and we're going to fix up a dinner for you. And I'm talking about all the fixings, dessert.
Everything you want.
Maybe a sweet tea. Whatever you want.
Oh, my golly.
Whatever you want.
Oh, my golly.
On us.
It's going to be on us. Yes, sir.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, folks.
Absolutely.
Hey, no problem, man. Because your wife does something nice, and you stand in front of motorcycles and stop criminals.
We can at least buy you some ribs.
Right?
And you guys are a fan of the show. Yeah. There we go.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah.
That whole, when you were apologizing, when did your cursing rant begin? Was it, was coming at you on the motorcycle or after?
It started. Well, see, there were some little kids in the road about half a block up street, and that's probably where the cussing started right there, trying to get them out of the street. I can't tell you what I said. I really don't remember, but I know I used some bad words that I don't normally use. And then it continued through the chase through the yards, and then afterwards, all the neighbors were out there, and I was still cussing, and little kids out there. That's what bothered me, is all the youngins out there here. They shouldn't. They're here shouldn't have to listen to stuff like that.
I'm sorry, your adrenaline was pumping.
Yeah, it happens,
it's okay.
Buddy.
It's forgivable.
Floyd, we could tell you're a really good guy, and we like you a lot.
Well, thank you.
So if you ever come down this way, we'll take you out to Big Al's Bar. We'll
have
some beers. We'll
karaoke.
Karaoke, man.
Where y'all at? You down there in Dallas?
We're in Dallas.
Yeah.
You want to come down this weekend and watch the fight with me? I'd be happy to have you as a guest.
Well, I can't make it this weekend. I got some stuff I've got to do, but I appreciate it. I'm down that way once in a while.
Maybe we could turn you and Big Al into like superheroes, and you guys go around town trying to stop
crime.
You could
be superhero buddies.
Oh, man, hey. I would love that, Floyd.
Big Al.
If I could wear my underwear on the outside of my pants, I might just do that.
Yeah, Floyd!
But you know what, Al?
What?
Floyd's the superhero. You're going to be his sidekick.
Yeah, because
Floyd has to defer to the true superhero.
He's already,
Hey, Floyd, how old are you?
I'm 32.
There you go, perfect age.
Now, okay, so we'll call it 45 Jump Street.
45 Jump Street.
Hey, you got to wear overalls, buddy.
Yeah, I can do that, Floyd. I can do that. I'll be your Robin.
We have
y'all
to.
Need to go out and fight crime. That's hilarious.
You'll be my Floyd Briggs Superman, and I'll be your, what's the little sidekick, Robin?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
All right, Floyd. We'll
think of something a little more creative than Batman and Robin.
Scarlett's Black Widow outfit.
No,
we're not doing that.
All right, Floyd, we'll let you go. Thank you, buddy.
Well, hey, I appreciate y'all. You have a good day.
You too. Tell your wife we said hello, man.
Hey, hold on for us so we can get you set up with your dinner, okay, Floyd?
All righty.
All right, man. That's Floyd Briggs right there.
I'm about to go fishing with Floyd.
I'm so glad there's cool people out there still, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just fun guys trying to do the right thing.
Awesome.
Stopping motorcycles, runaway guys.
But don't do that, kids.
Yeah, don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
His superhero name could be Fisherman, and I could be Bait Boy.
You sure you want to be?
No. You want to be Bait?
Bait?
Bait Boy.
You sure?
Bait
you sure
Boy?
About that? You remember the tackle shop? You sure you want to be that?
And then if you become like a martial artist and you become a master, that's going to be crazy.
Oh, he could walk around in his cape and his underwear on the outside of his pants holding a fishing rod.
Nope.
And I just walk around with a tackle box.
Oh, and that's how you catch criminals. You throw the line and reel them in.
Oh, my
God. Stop, I'm Bait Boy.
Bait Boy.
They're going to use you to catch a predator is what they're going to think.
I'll be dough bait.
Steak bait.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, dude, I know we got something to do right here.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, Can we take like 1 minute and call my mom?
Al, it's your mommy's birthday?
Yeah. And we have this tradition in our family. We always sing happy birthday to each other. Like, you know, I did it to my dad, my sister.
It's just your tradition. You're the only ones that have that tradition of singing happy birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if other families do it or not, but we do it just like anytime.
Okay.
It's a birthday.
We can call her, Al.
Sing.
Let me make sure it works. All right. I remember her phone number. I'm calling it right now. She's not going to curse, is she?
I hope not. We got a delay, though, right?
Yeah, we do.
Just in case.
You don't bust her on how old she is, are you?
She might tell you. Oh, I know.
You know?
I know. I know where she was born.
Okay. She'll tell us.
Calling Al's mom.
Hope she's not out at the club.
Her name's Doorbell.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miss Marley.
We don't know what to call it.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
To the crew.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
How you feeling today?
Oh, I feel like I'm two.
Oh.
Terrible two.
Yeah.
Terrible two.
The terrible two.
Well, you're going to tear it up today on your birthday, then.
Well, I'm going to just have a good time.
All right.
What time did you go to sleep last night?
I don't know if I won or not.
I'm telling you, she does not.
All-nighter.
She's like an owl.
Mrs. Mack, what do you do all night?
Oh, I don't know. I can't explain it. I just find something to do, and I'm just either looking for something. Or when I find it, I don't know what I did with it after I found it, so I got to look again.
She was looking for
a few minutes ago. I hoped to die. I found something and I was gonna put it in my purse, and then I had to find it again to put it in.
Thank you all right.
Very much.
Okay, I'll see you.
You are going to see your mama today,
right?
Oh, yeah,
we're going to lunch today. Okay. We're all going to lunch.
Oh, real quick, Mrs. Mack, so you don't have to call Al later, do you need help with anything right now?
No, I think not. If I can just get myself, you know, keep all my little stuff together so I can get in this car.
Okay.
2:30.
Okay.
What are you watching on the TV?
To us.
What did you say?
What are you watching or listening to in the background?
Oh, me. I don't know. I just don't know.
Just background noise. I used to do that.
Just have the TV on.
I just
put
on the TV.
That's
I'm
when you
watching
live by
it.
Yourself.
Yeah. So you don't feel lonely.
Just background noise.
Well, happy birthday, Mrs. Mack.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much to all of you.
All right. I'll see you a little later on today.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I tell your mama you love her.
Love you.
Okay. Love you all, too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
She was looking for something the other day. And I swear, she will tear the house up looking for one piece of paper, or one phone number, whatever it is. And the world is not right.
Your mommy's so sweet, Al.
Until she finds whatever it is she's looking for.
She's
like, adorable. She'll be looking for it for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
Oh, by the way, yesterday DJ Sean Lee told us about his dream.
Yeah.
Remember to DJ for Flush the Format. We do it every single Friday. That's how we kick off the show. He did it this morning and actually killed it.
Yeah, he did.
We'll have the mix up for you at kidnation.com. In fact, we have it up now.
Very cool.
Great.
You could listen to it during your workout or drive.
Very cool.
You know, after we're done on the radio, you can listen to it.
Right, don't listen to it now.
And by the way, your chance to play Beat the Bank is coming up in a couple minutes, actually.
Yeah, but we got to get to something cool first.
Yeah, we've been giving away, you know, summer camps all week long.
Yeah, we ask all the kids to write us and let us know, you know, a cool camp that they've had their eye on, mm-hmm. and maybe you can't afford to go. Camps are expensive, but you know, parents would probably love to send their kids to camp.
Yeah,
give them something to do this summer. So we are gonna do another one right now.
Okay, let's do it. You want to bring in the girl?
Let's do that. Let's meet Elena.
Hey, Elena.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Elena. How you doing?
Good.
How old are you, Elena?
Nine.
Okay.
So that means you're in the fourth grade?
No, third.
Third. Okay.
Third grade. Are you going to school today?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's...
Lots to get to.
Yeah, let's get this out of the way before you get to school. You wrote us a letter, Elena. Do you mind if I read it to everyone?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Wait, no, don't. That's okay? Or yep. Yes, it's okay?
It's okay.
No, it's okay.
Okay,
it's
good. Okay, good, says. Good.
Right. Okay, Elena writes, Dear the Kid Craddock Morning Show, the camp I would like to go to is the rodeo camp.
Rodeo!
At Sea Arrow Stables. I want to go to this camp because I want to be a vet when I grow up, and working on horses is my dream.
Yeah.
I really want to learn how to barrel race and do poles, all things they teach in this camp. Since I'm only 9, it's hard to earn money for something so expensive, and my parents told me it costs too much. This camp would mean the world to me. It would bring me one step closer to my dreams.
Aww.
So you want to do rodeo or be a veterinarian?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
That's adventurous.
Yeah.
You're not scared of the horses riding like that?
No.
No. Cool. Elena, what have you been doing to raise money to go to these camps? Because I'm sure you've been trying, right?
Well, I don't really know.
You don't know? Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to earn money when you're
9.
Young.
Yeah, do you get an allowance?
No, I've just been using my birthday money.
Birthday
saving
money.
Birthday money.
So you got about 9 years saved up, still not enough.
And your parents, do they like that you ride horses? Are they into that?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any animals of your own right now?
Yeah, we have a dog.
Okay.
What's your puppy's name?
Kelly.
Kelly. Oh,
shout out, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
Did you name your dog after Kelly Raspberry?
No.
Aw, darn it.
That would be fun. Well, you know what,
you need Elena? To learn the art of white lying.
All right.
All right, Elena, where is Sea Arrow Stables?
It's in Maine.
It's somewhere. She knows. Yeah, sure.
They exist.
That's right.
She just knows it's out there.
It's on the internet.
Oh, okay.
But you know what, Elena? Elena?
Elena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and send you to the Sierra Stables and send you
thank
to camp.
You.
Yep.
You're so welcome.
We're going to pay for rodeo camp, all right?
Okay.
Give us a yeehaw.
Thank you.
Okay, or don't.
Okay.
You don't want to do a yeehaw, maybe?
No.
Yeah. Say yeehaw.
It's in
yee-haw.
Gainesville, Florida.
Hey, you just talked over her yeehaw.
Ow, she's yeehaw.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, give it to
go
us
ahead,
again.
Elena.
I'll talk all over you. Yeehaw.
Okay. Kelly, you talked over. Now you talked over.
Okay,
okay,
I talked over you.
Do it one more time.
One more time.
Yeehaw.
All right.
We did it.
All right, 9-year-old Elena is going to rodeo camp this summer.
Yay!
Yeah. Tuesdays and Fridays are her best days, by the way. We'll send you on those days.
Oh,
we'll
cool.
make sure it works out for you, okay, Elena?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on for
have
us.
Have fun. Send us pictures.
Thank you.
All right. Now I get my grandparents when they used to not, you know, they'd be like, why don't you get excited when we call you?
it's just
when you're a kid.
Well, it's early, you're about to go to school, and you're 9.
Yeah.
You know,
and you got a lot of people yelling at you.
Well, when I'm a kid.
It's got a cool prize, too. Horse king.
I'm just chilling when I'm a kid. I'm going to be all excited.
I was walking a horse one time, and a horse stepped on my foot. That's the end of my story.
Cool.
That's a good story.
That's it?
Like when we went horseback riding together in Dominican on the beach.
Story of the day.
This was actually in college.
Oh, it was in college. Yeah,
just an FYI, if you go on vacation and they offer horseback riding on the beach, don't.
No.
I had fun.
It's highly overrated.
I liked it.
It's very expensive.
I liked
it. You all have to follow each other in a line.
Remember the
and
naked?
And then you turn around and go back.
Remember the naked guy we saw?
Yeah.
We did get to see one full frontal.
Full on naked dude.
Naked dude running on the beach.
I had the super hangry horse.
Yeah.
He was starving and angry.
Yeah.
Weren't you riding topless, Jenna?
No.
Yeah, it's Dominican. I thought it was cool.
She did.
She was not riding topless.
She was wearing a tube top, and we put the sensor thing. It looked
like
cool. We made it look like she was.
Hey, I'm a girl. I get sun when I can.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Where's
Beat
Dad?
The bank.
Come on out.
The bank.
There you
on
go.
Friday. Beat. Oh. The bank. It's the weekend. Beat. The bank. Beat. The bank.
Monica Lopez, how you doing this morning?
Oh my god, I'm very excited.
Shout out. Do your friends call you Moni?
What was that?
Do your friends call you Moni?
Yes, or Monica.
Or Monica.
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 Because it's her name.
I'm super nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous. Yeah. Just talk to us. Talk to us.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we listen to you guys every morning. My son is probably listening to you now, and he will be so excited to know that mommy's on the air.
Oh, what's his name?
Jaden.
Jaden, what's up, dude?
What's up, Jaden?
Jaden, what?
He loves to hear you guys, and he's been calling me, Mommy, you need a call. You need a get through. Let's play this game. He loves this game.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you got in, Monica.
Me too.
Do you have a number in mind where you're thinking about stopping?
500. I feel like that's a safe number.
How are you feeling today, Al? Because you usually get these feelings.
You know what? I'm feeling good. It's the weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's the first game of two that we're going to play today.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
Al
I'm
says
feeling
feels good.
Good.
You're scared to go out on
that's
a limb?
I'm scared to go out on, far out on the limb.
You're
but,
not feeling it. You
but,
don't have a gut feeling
but
today.
But, Monica, I'm yeah. feeling good.
Al says he feels good.
I feel okay.
Monica, you say 500 would be good. Let's see how much you're willing to gamble here when we put you in the vault, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
We're going to put you in there. Make sure you yell stop mm-hmm. when you hear the number you like so that we stop the banker from screaming. And then and that's how much money you win. If it closes on you, though, how much does she win, Al?
Nada.
Mm.
Money, oh, no. Monica.
Money. Money.
Monica.
No money.
Are you messing?
No money for Monica.
You ready?
Yes.
All right,
I'm
let's
ready.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Here we go.
$170, $200, $250, $260.
Yeah. Mm. Stop there, banker. Come on.
380.
Okay. Nice weekend.
440. Okay. Mm-hmm. 490. 500. 520.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, Monica was gambling a little bit.
Yeah.
You can hear them. Oh, yeah.
I think she made a good call there.
Yeah, you did.
I'm proud of you, Monica. You said 500.
I'm excited that I got through. Like, I've been calling and I feel like my voice is just shaking.
You're doing fine.
Hey,
you're doing fine. You got 500 for you and 20 for your son.
Boom.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it, guys. I listen to you every time. This is the first time actually, going through and. I don't know. Feel very happy.
Nothing to be nervous about now. It's all over. You were successful. What are you going to spend all this money on?
Well, you know why? We actually are building a house, so that will be money going to our new home.
Good. Nice.
Aww. Well, congratulations on the new house, on the beautiful young man you have for a son, and let's find out how much money you could have won, okay,
just for
Monica?
Fun.
Yeah, sounds good. Definitely.
All right. Let's see. We were at 520.
Oh, Monica! We've had that happen a lot lately.
I know.
Monica.
Well done.
That motherly intuition is on, girl.
Yes.
On point.
Thank you for not listening to Big Al Max. Good feeling.
Well, good feeling. Good feeling
so
worked
much,
out for her.
Guys.
Yeah.
All right. Monica just won $520 bucks. Monica, yeah. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Aww. No problem.
Congrats on the new house, girl.
And you know what? Feel free to call us whenever you want. You don't just have to call during contests. You'd say, hey.
Yeah. You know what? I do, but it's so hard to get to you guys.
Yeah, it's Kelly's bodyguards.
Give her your cell number, JC, so she can call you anytime.
Yeah, hang out.
My cell phone is 619. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to give it. You hold on for us, okay, Monica?
Yes, thank you.
All right, that's Monica Lopez right there.
All right.
$520. We'll play Beat the Bank again in 45 minutes. And are you guys ready for the final Kentucky Derby race?
Yes!
Someone will win $500 in cash and $500 extra dollars just to bet on the actual Kentucky Derby.
Nice.
We'll do that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Monica Lopez just won $520, which was the maximum for her turn.
She got 100%.
You got lucky. We beat the bank right there.
Yep.
By the way, if you follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you will get such goodness like Big Al Max foot.
Yeah, I just posted a picture of my foot on Facebook.
You're so weird.
And I'm about to put it on Twitter.
Why don't you just put it on Instagram and then put it on everything at once?
Yeah, I'm scrolling and I'm like, Al, why did you post a picture of your right foot?
I want something to do. I hadn't posted anything in a while, so I started posting.
So your foot?
You don't have anything like in your phone photo library?
Let's see.
Pictures. Nice shoe.
Heck, you know,
it is a nice shoe. I like it.
Thank you.
Now, if you're wondering who's more fun to follow, Big Al Mac or Jenna Owens, on the other side, you got Jenna with the booty pic inside the fridge.
Look, I had to do it, you know. I was just feeling it, and I was dying from boxing, and I was also like, I've been working out hard, and I'm single, so I need to put better photos of myself up online.
So you posted a picture of you with your head inside the refrigerator.
Oh, I really did stand with my head in the freezer for like an hour.
Oh,
I've been boxing lately, and it's been killing me, but it's great.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm always so concerned with not doing photos where I look cute. Like, I want to do funny things.
That's funny.
I need to start doing photos where sometimes I look kind of cute.
We want to start the trend with Jenna, because I think that's going to be a trend, Jenna.
What?
Face in the freezer and the booty out pic.
Well, because my face looked terrible.
Freeze booty.
Yeah, my face.
Well, what about the right foot? The right foot could be a trend.
I mean, people have been.
My right foot. Instead of my left foot, it could be my right foot.
My right foot.
That's up there with people taking pictures of their salad every day.
Why not? Why not?
So if you would like to take part in Jenna's freeze booty.
Or my right foot.
Oh, what are we doing?
No. Freeze booty.
Freezer booty.
Face in the freezer.
Face in the freezer, yeah.
I thought it was face in the freezer.
Yeah,
there you go.
Face in the freezer, is that where we're hashtagging it?
Right. Does everybody have to do a cute booty shot?
Yes.
Booty fridge.
Put your face in the freezer and make sure the booty's sticking out there.
Just hashtag it chillin'.
Chillin'. We'll have Jenna's picture up at Kid Nation if you want.
Oh, great.
If you need
oh, my gosh. I post one.
Get more hits, Jenna. Oh. Get more likes.
I post one, sexy photo, and now it's all over.
I'm going to see if my foot can get more likes than your booty.
The battle is on. You know, I actually kept track of it yesterday, Al, because I had just posted a picture of my son dancing to Bubble Guppies, and Jenna's was killing my video of
really?
Chase and
so
dancing.
So it's a competition for you.
Yeah.
Wait, well,
Jenna
you have
won
more
that one.
Followers than me, though.
Exactly. You're winning.
I don't know
I don't
what
think
it
my
is.
Instagram.
If I post photos with, not that many clothes on, it gets so many likes.
Jenna, I'll tell you what it is.
I don't know what it is.
People like your cabinets. People like the
people
fridge
just
brand.
Like the kitchen.
I have the same cabinets as you, or you have the same cabinets
people
as me.
People like the kitchen.
And a countertop.
I love this comment. Can I please read this, though?
No, we're done.
Because I do read comments.
Go ahead.
Someone wrote on here, I just love some of the comments. You guys are hilarious and not mean to me, which was funny. But someone wrote, I hope your ex sees this so he can be called sort of kind of an idiot.
Be honest, a little bit like when girls post those pictures, you do want the ex to see it, right? Be honest.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, come on.
It's, sure
I kicked him off my social media.
You kicked him off, Jenna? But he's going to see it still.
At this point, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I want anyone to think I'm hot.
If I ever broke up with somebody, I'd want them to see a hot picture of me.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I post a picture of my foot.
He got to see that every day, and it didn't matter. So who cares?
I want y'all to think my foot is hot, my right foot.
Oh, can you imagine your ex-girlfriends right now, Al? They're calling each other like,
oh, my God, Sarah, did you see Al's right foot that he posted?
No, girls. Yeah, that's not how it goes. Girls go, do you see the reflection of that other girl on the screen?
All right. Well, go see Jenna's butt picture.
Okay.
We'll have it up.
All right.
And post your own. Oh, it's time.
It is time.
For the championship race.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
All week long, our horses have been racing.
Yep.
We bred them. We fed them. We trained them. No, we didn't.
No. We named them.
So on Monday, we had my race with my horses in it. Your winner was Baby Blazer.
Mm.
And the one who won the $100 for choosing the correct horse at random, Beth Hudson.
All right. Way to go,
Beth. She's one of our finalists.
Yeah. Tuesday was the Jenna race, my race. And the winning horse was named Swimming with Pigs. And at random, we chose the $100 winner, and that is Eric Van Hal.
Good pick, right. Eric.
Way to go, Eric.
Eric is representing Swimming with Pigs in today's race.
Yeah. Al, your race was Wednesday?
Yep, it was hump day, and the winning horse was Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings, and the $100 winner was Ashley Lafferty. Way to go, Ashley.
Well done.
You'll be riding again today.
And Kelly's horse has had to race on probably the worst day of
worst
this year
day of
for
my
her.
Life?
Yeah.
Not really. That's being dramatic.
But the race still had to go on, Kelly.
It did. And yesterday's winner was, the race was Billy's Filly.
Yeah.
And Donna Casey won $100 because she picked Billy's Filly to win the race.
Okay, so we have Beth, Eric, Ashley, and Donna. Those are our finalists.
Mm-hmm.
They each have those horses they picked on the designated day.
So.
And,
it's exciting.
I mean, this is it.
This is it. This
whoever
is
wins this race, this is for all the money.
Yeah.
$500 in cash and $500 to bet on the actual Kentucky Derby, not the Kentucky Derby. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get to the Downs or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Okay, fans, welcome back to Kid Nation Downs on this Friday. Today's the day. Here's the Kid-Tucky Derby. Here are the winners of the races here this week competing in today's Kid-Tucky Derby. Monday's JC race winner was Baby Blazer, winner of a tight race on Monday.
Let's go.
Number two, winner of Tuesday's Jenna race, is Swimming with Pigs, fresh off that sand flea infestation.
All right.
Wednesday's winner of the Big Al race was none other than Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings, coming from far, far back to take that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of Thursday's Kelly race, with a frisky finish, was Billy's Philly to get into the Kid-Tucky
All right.
Derby.
All right.
Here we go.
Finalists are now off to the start.
KidTV.com.
The flag is up. They're off in the Kid-Tucky Derby.
Come on, take
and
away.
Billy's Philly's in a hurry to get out of here, going right to the front now to take the lead. Swimming with Pigs, no sand fleas today, coming up there in second.
Dang it.
And Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings is in the weed, seems disinterested back there at this point. And as for Baby Blazer, trying to squeeze through an opening on the inside, but it's not looking good. Jockey doesn't understand, it just doesn't fit. And Swimming with Pigs, why is he racing in a blanket? They're in the final stages now.
On.
It's Billy's Philly.
What?
Oh, Billy's Philly
what?
Swipes left on Swimming with Pigs, who's going to have to recover. And Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings is coming with a late run.
What?
But it's
yes.
Billy's Philly with the sausage bouquet. What? And the frisky Billy's Philly has won the Kid-Tucky Derby.
Yeah.
Then it was Swimming with Pigs second, Wiz
Yay!
Khalifa's Chicken Wings third, and Baby Blazer still seems to not understand that it just doesn't fit.
We get it.
Maybe not.
Donna Casey.
Even the announcer's in on it.
Donna Casey, you have just won $500 in cash.
It is exciting. That's so
fun.
And, you know, the fun part is, Donna, we're going to put the other $500 that you also won on the race, the actual Kid-Tucky Derby race.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pick your horse. You could win so much money.
Donna, have you been following along with the actual horses in the Kid-Tucky Derby?
I have. I researched last night. I was kind of upset.
Oh, you did?
She's and optimistic.
Well, what kind of research did you do on our horses, Donna?
Well, you know what? I actually picked the right horse on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Wow.
So
really?
I was so
good.
Excited when you called me yesterday.
I'm feeling good about your picks for the actual Kid-Tucky Derby.
Yeah. I am, too.
What made you choose Billy's Philly?
I have a brother named Billy.
Uh-huh.
So I picked something that was like with my family, with all of them.
Okay.
So, that's a great method. So did you research the horses in the Kid-Tucky Derby? Is there any family connection?
Well, no. The one I decided on... A lot of this website said he would be good, and he's a tall horse, and my husband's really tall.
There you
so
go.
I was like, all right, we're going to go for the tall one.
Okay, so that's a family connection, the tall horse.
So you're going to place $500 on which horse?
Dortmund.
Dortmund.
Okay.
Dortmund, yeah, that's like the second favorite, I think.
Great.
It has 3-1 odds. So
what does that mean? If she wins, what does she get back?
No
3-1
idea.
Odds.
No
she wins 300 if she bets 100?
No, right. We're betting 500, though, so how much would she win?
If she wins $3, we're betting $1.
Right.
So
it's times three? So she wins
1,500? So
I don't know.
Yeah,
where's Kid Craddock when we need him?
1,500? It'd be 1,500.
If there's a way to bet in heaven, you know he's doubling down.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's at 1,500 right now.
Are you sure?
No.
It'd be 1,500, right?
If it's 3-1.
1,500, yeah.
If it's 3-1,
no, it's 1,500. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
We got this. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to place that bet for you on that Dortmund.
You sure you don't want to place it, Kelly?
No, don't trust me with that. I don't trust myself. I don't even know how to do odds.
I'm sure you would do good.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your confidence in me.
Well, what are you going to do with the actual 500? Because you do get $500 in cash, Donna.
Well, we're going on vacation, and so I think we're going to use it for the Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going there already, so.
I hope my daughter's not listening. She wants to go so bad. I keep putting it off. Take her.
Really nice.
Jenna, you take her. You look better in a bathing suit than I do.
Oh, my God.
Aunt Jenna, let's go down the water slide again.
Oh, your top fell off again.
What? Why did you take it there?
Donna, oopsie. We're going to be watching. The post time is going to be 6:34 p.m. on Saturday at Churchill Down.
Big sports weekend.
The purse is over $2
million. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So is that how much the horse takes? Wow. We need to get horses, Donna. We should buy a horse with the winnings you get.
Oh, my daughter would love that. She wants a horse.
How many hands tall is Dortmund?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
I don't know. It was saying like 6 foot.
It's not a deer, it's a horse.
6 foot. But
maybe it's like 16 hands. That
know.
Sounds good.
I mean, all hands are different, Al.
Well, that's how you measure
don't
horses,
judge.
Isn't it? About
by hands?
Yeah.
Well, who's the hand guy?
I don't know.
Because you need one.
To be
you know,
consistent,
like,
hand. Consistent
anyway,
hand guy.
Congratulations, Donna Casey.
Thank you so much. Can my kids say hi real quick?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hi, guys. Thank you for picking our mom.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have fun spending the money.
We tried for Taylor Swift every single morning, so she was so sad.
Aww.
Hey, if your horse wins and you get $1,500, you'll be able to afford some Taylor Swift.
Yeah, buddy.
There we go. We'll be getting some pit passes, huh?
Yes, you will. Good luck, Donna.
Good luck, Donna. Hope you win.
Thank you.
Much love.
I got to figure out which one I'm going to bet on, y'all.
You're going to bet? Oh, you got that money in that account, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, he's got that money in the account.
So,
he can bet.
Al, are you going to be playing the Derby?
Yeah.
We got the Derby.
Oh, yeah.
You
no, there's so much sports this weekend.
And then the fight's going to be on at
The draft has been going on, the NFL draft.
You got NBA playoffs. You got NHL playoffs. There's so much sports going on this weekend. It's not even funny.
I'm going to bet on Ocho, Ocho, Ocho.
Okay.
Why? Because he's Mexican?
Oh, you Mexican?
Yeah. 888.
It's I like think I'm a
toll-free number right
Dancing
there.
Dancing Moon.
What we doing?
Good thing it's not say. That'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That'd be bad. Dancing.
That'd be bad, Kelly. Dancing.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Beat the bank.
Yeah. The bank. Monica Lopez won $520 earlier today, making it over $28,000 given away with
the bank.
Yeah.
Monica beat the bank.
She sure did. That was the last one. Let's meet our next contestant for this hour.
Jessica
Needham. Need him?
Yeah.
Nice.
Need him.
You need him.
You need him?
You need him monies, right?
You need him? We got him.
That's right.
Tell us about yourself, Jessica.
I have kids. I'm a mom, and I work for a nonprofit organization that helps mentally challenged people.
Oh, what's the name of it so people can check it out?
It's Hope Haven.
Hope Haven.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
now we definitely want you to win some money, Jessica, because you deserve it for being such a great person.
Aww.
I know.
Yeah, right. And I am feeling good. I got my free toes. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Letting you know.
That's
feeling good.
That's a good sign when you got free toes.
Feeling free.
Al, you were feeling good earlier today when we played Beat the Bank, and it only went up to 520.
I'm feeling better.
And then, you know what the good part was? She won it before
the
bank vault closed.
Right. Right?
Luckily, Monica didn't listen to Al. How are you feeling, Jessica? You feeling good about this?
I am feeling good. My son and I listen to it every morning.
Okay.
He's going to be super excited that I was able to get through.
Do you
consider yourself a gambling woman?
Sometimes, not too often.
Not too often.
Okay,
right.
That's
all
fine.
Right. All right, well, go with your heart. Go with your gut.
Do you know the rules to Beat the Bank, Jessica?
I do, yes.
Okay, Kelly's going to tell you anyways, just because we got to get it out of the way.
Yeah, I guess maybe a law or something.
Yeah, just in case.
Tell you. So the dollar amount, or you're going to be standing in the vault. The dollar amounts are going to be shouted at you by this sometimes very angry banker.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear the dollar amount you feel most comfortable with before the vault closes, yell stop, because if the door closes, you don't get anything. And the highest it can go is $1,000.
You got it?
Okay.
Yeah. If you hear $1,000, make sure you yell stop.
Oh, yeah, you still have to yell stop because,
we don't have to shut on you.
Feeling good.
Hey, thank you for reminding that.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
All right, Jessica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Anchor?
140.
Nice.
270.
Ooh.
360.
Okay.
400.
Ooh, what? Going crazy on Friday.
Car payment right there. Car payment.
Like nice car payment.
Yeah.
470. 490.
Mm-hmm. Train ticket.
520.
Stop.
Oh, all right.
That's identical to the last winner, isn't it?
You got another 520 stop.
Yeah. Yeah. 520 last time?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got too nervous, Jessica?
I heard you squealing.
Uh-huh.
Stressful.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. I was getting really nervous.
That's okay, Jessica. $520 is nothing to be ashamed of.
That's right. That banker started with those long pauses, Jessica, and it started getting to us too. Would you like to hear how much you could have won, Jessica?
Yes, I will.
All right. Let's see, Jessica. Need them. We're at 520.
620.
Oh.
690.
Oh.
Going all the way.
You think?
770.
Guaranteed.
Oh, my gosh.
Guaranteed.
Let's start.
Is that going to be it?
Why is it
clinching? Yeah, mine's
clinching
too.
Oh. Can't lose.
Hey, not too bad. You got more than half.
Yeah, you did.
Jessica, it's fine. 520, nothing to be mad at.
Good. Your kids will be happy.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes, my son told me if I ever got on to stop at 500, so I went 520. So.
He'll be so proud.
Yeah, he will.
Yes, he will.
All right, Jessica, congratulations.
And hopefully we can get you the clip so your son can listen to you on the radio.
He can hear it on the K-Pod later today, right?
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll make sure you get a clip of it
so
he can hear it. You're welcome.
Just anything on
the
show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, at the K-Pod.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything special. You just have to have the app, right?
Yeah.
Just do the whole show.
Hold on for us, Jessica. You can download the Kid Nation app at the iTunes Store or Android,
I think
Google
you
Play.
KidNation.com. I think there's a link.
Yeah, you can go there.
I'm talking out of my clenched butt right now.
You still have Flappy Owl on there, I believe.
Oh, really?
Oh, big Flappy Owl.
I still can't get past level 4.
If you want.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.